We'll bring in Pat.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Pat, again, I know you're always excited about the start of a season. And last year you guys an outstanding team. As I look at it, you know, just talk about this year's team, and do you use some of last year's momentum into this year, or can you have momentum, maybe is a better way of asking, year to year?
Well, last year I went in with, you know, the year before I graduated, 9 seniors. So last year I had a whole new team. None of them had any varsity really experience. And so, you know, last year was that year of trying to get them acclimated to playing at the varsity level. And I thought they did a good job. We were in a lot of games that, you know, were really close. They just didn't know how to finish them out. And so that's what we're hoping this year, that we're able to finish those games out last year. I was just watching some film a little bit ago, this afternoon, and I look at the Avon game, and there we are close at the end with Avon. I'm like, all right, that's one of the top teams in our conference. So, you know, there's a lot of promise there for this year.
I guess I'm reading the record incorrectly in the forecast magazine, but it won't be the only mistake we have in that. Thanks for playing along with me on that. Coach, talk about this year's group. Who are some of the young men that you're counting on? And after that year of experience you got this year, I imagine they're bigger, stronger, faster.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what they came in thinking, all right, we play varsity now, and all of a sudden the speed of the game and the physicality of the game, they weren't ready for. And so, you know, starting off with my son at the point guard, Landon, you know, he's worked at his shot a lot this year. He's worked at trying to handle the ball a little more and not take on as much as he did last year, thinking that he's going to step right in. And then we have Ryan Yoder, another little guard, and actually, both of them are golfers, and they won a conference championship this year in golf. So, you know, hopefully that can transpire over into the basketball aspect of it. Eli Solak, he's, you know, at the end of the year last year, he just started playing the inside-out game, and he became really good with both hands, and he did a really great job for us at the end of the year. Now, he's coming off an injury in football, so it'll take him a little while to probably get his legs back under him, but we're counting on him big. Tristan Young, the kid is just a bulldog. He can get to the rim at any time, so that's one we're really counting on this year. David Duziak, last year as a freshman, had to step in for some minutes, and now this year he's looking really good. He's just starting to get his basketball legs. He had his football legs for quite a while. Then we go to Ashton Draga, who last year didn't play. He tore his ACL at the beginning of football season and was out for the whole year. So he's slowly getting back to, you know, that basketball IQ. And it's just, I can say right now, we've got a lot of guys that work really hard in practice. And that's what we're hanging our hats on this year, is just really getting after it. And then I'm going to have to play some sophomores this year. So,
Pat, this is more of a life question than a basketball question. Rob's attempting to multitask. I'm not multitasking. Ron Yantz is going to be multitasking. You're one of the area's premier outdoorsmen. How are you getting in hoops work and this great fishing weather right now? What's going on with this? Because I got to ask you, how are you hitting them out there?
Well, I'm not hitting them as much as I'd like to. I can tell you that right now. I did get out, but it's, you know, that's something I get to do with my sons, and that's just why I taught them to do it as young, but they've taken it to a whole new level. So now, just for me to get out, Austin, he came into town this past weekend just to fish. So, you know, and then Sunday he takes off to PA just to fish. I mean, they do crazy stuff. Landon, I just left. He's like, yeah, I'm going to head out to the lake as soon as that's what we do, and we just love it a lot. And, you know, that's when I am done with this part of my life, this chapter of my life of being a coach, it'll be then getting back out to the woods a lot more, getting back fishing a lot more. But right now I enjoy a lot of this, and I got to sort of balance that time. But I find time to fish, and I get a lot of walleye in the freezer. So,
Pat, you're believing that your boys say that they're taking off and they're going fishing at night.
Believe me, when they come back with the fish they do, I know where unless there's a good store out there to sell some nice fish. I don't think so. But, no, I mean, it's just amazing. My son's like I said, they do way more than I ever expected. That's what Austin just changed his major at Kent, and he wants to now start his own guide service and his own charter.
Really?
So, yes, that's what his goal is now. So, hey, I told him, if you get into that, you've got a helper. I could be your first mate. So
I heard last year that he was helping practice with the women's team. Is he doing that again?
He's loving it, loving it. He just came home, like I said, this weekend. He was telling me about Starkey, the head coach there. Their GA came in and said, hey, here's your pair of shoes for this year. And then 3 days later, he comes in and goes, oh, hey, these are your shoes too. And he goes, why do I get two pairs? He goes, oh, Starkey forgot those underneath his desk last year. He said, give them to you this year. So now he's got two pairs of shoes.
Got the brown sweatshirt, so we'll let our radio audience know. Victory Monday?
Victory Monday. I'm always, hey, you know, when you've been a Browns fan this long, anytime they get a victory, you got to celebrate.
We don't know what to do with them. I was trying to explain to Rob, I wore orange again today. I was like, I'm running out of stuff, man. I was like, I do laundry once a month, coach. This is a problem for me. So it's like, you know, you really got to make sure you don't recycle too many things. But, you know, all kidding aside about what I asked with multitasking, is that something where, as a coach and as players, like, you know, you mentioned your boys are big into it. Is that good to have a little bit of release when something might not go your way on the basketball floor to know that there's an escape in life?
Oh, most definitely. That, and, you know, that's what we talk about with our team. You know, it's all about family. So, you know, when you get those opportunities to get out and do something with your family, that's the best thing. Wednesday night we're having an alumni dinner. All my players will be there, and then I've got a lot of the alumni coming in Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, so a lot of them are in town anyways. And, you know, I got Pat Haverfield. His dad was my coach, and he graduated 3 years before me. He's coming in. He's going to say a few words to the team and talk about. We talk about what it means to be a Comet and what it takes to be a Comet. And I've got a lot of those guys from those teams in the past 5 years coming back. Christian Pfeiffer, Josh Crosston, and then the whole 2022 conference championship team. They're all 21 conference championship team coming back. So we'll be doing a lot of that whole family thing with the guys that played for me for the last 8 years.
Pat, what does that mean to you when kids that you coached are willing to come back and they want to talk and they want to be part of that?
Oh, it means the world. You know, this is why you do it for. I keep in contact with a lot of those guys, and I send out a text, hey, reminder, and they're all, hey, coach, we'll be there. Don't worry, you know. So it's good to have them come in. And then anytime they do, like over Christmas, as soon as they get in, hey, coach, what day is practice? We want to come down. All right. And then I give them the schedule for the, you know, over the break, and I usually get at least 7 or 8 of them to come in and go against my guys. And they're still, you know, some of them aren't as quick as they used to be, but they're still as physical.
Coach, no pressure here, but the Amherst Comets are the first team for our boys on our boys' broadcast basketball schedule. You're tipping off the DeFranco tournament, taking on Orange at 1 o'clock. You're carrying the mantle for WEOL this year for Lorain County basketball. Not putting any pressure on you at all.
There's no pressure. You know, we're just going to keep doing it the same way we do it. We can get out there and play our butts off, and, you know, hopefully we're on the good side of it.
And what's it going to take to have some good sides this year? You know, what are the expectations?
Well, the expectations are we're you know, like I said, we're going to be physical. We're going to get after it. We're not the biggest team out there, but we might have the biggest heart. And we talk about it. The more shots we get up, the better chance we have to score points. So that's going to be our model this year. We're going to try to get shots up this year. And if we miss it, we're going to hopefully try to get some offensive rebounds so we can get some more shots up.
All right. Well, Pat, we want to wish you the best of luck. And success with that gone fishing thing. So you really mean it when you say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, okay. That's it. There, I can show you my text right now. They're all fishing right now.
Believe them, I believe them.
Yeah. You remember John Akesy?
No.
Okay, well, he was an LC grad many years ago. He's out right now. He's caught 4 walleye already. So I'm debating if I'm going to make it to there or not tonight before the bite ends.
All right. Pat, best of luck this year.
All right, thank you, guys.
That's Pat Bray, the head coach of the Amherst Comets and professional fisherman, evidently. So we're going to take